We got Captain Keith from Walleye's Choice Charters, creator of Walleye's Choice Crawler Harnesses, and he runs a charter boat. And Captain Keith, thanks for sticking around and talking to us a little more.
You bet, Adam. Thank you for having me.
And give the folks your phone number. Well, I guess I should ask, do you have any openings still throughout the rest of the summer?
Oh, yeah. A lot of last-minute openings left. Yeah.
Okay. So give them your phone number in case they want to go fishing.
Okay. 906-428-1488. And if you're out of the Gladstone, Escanaba, Perkins, Rapid River area, it's toll-free 888-883-4741.
And, of course, I imagine you have a website or a Facebook page or something.
Yeah, you can go to walleyeschoice.com.
There you go. All right, Captain.
Tackle on there and all this info about charters.
Yeah, that's good. They can actually take a look at your crawler harnesses on there, too, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we kind of talked about what harnesses you've been using recently, and it sounds like with this weather pattern, you're planning on getting out for pretty much the second half of the week. Maybe we could pick your brain a little bit and find out what your strategy is going to be and what you're going to start using.
Well, probably my usual standby stuff, but hopefully we don't get some big wind changes. I know they're talking about maybe some thunderstorms yet tonight, but I think the water temperature is, I know yesterday it was 74 degrees down at Ford River, so that's not going to take a drastic turn toward the worst, I think. And it'll be with trolling with spinners and bottom bouncers with night crawlers on them. Hopefully they bite on that. And then I may try a little bit up on the north end of the bay. It's been a little bit sporadic up on that end. So keep pecking away. That's all you do when you're fishing.
Yeah.
They call it, we're fishing.
Now, how deep of water are you looking for and what type of structure?
Oh, the last 2 weeks, I would say from 6 to 12 feet is where I've been catching the most of them.
And does that have anything to do with the wind direction at all, like when those south winds blow?
Yeah, I know some of my limit catches were only in 7-8 feet of water with the south wind or southeast wind down at Ford River, so that's been good. Up at the head of the bay, if it's any kind of wind except east wind, it seems like you can put a few fish in the boat.
Captain Keith from Walleye's Choice Charters, I really appreciate you letting us kind of pick your brain a little bit.
Okay, appreciate it, Adam.
We'll catch up with you again soon. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.